Cinch Munson, Director of Agriculture Business Development with Propane Education and Research Council.
All right, Cinch, now you have some programs that are really important to California producers. Can you tell me?
Yeah, sure. Propane Education and Research Council acts as a technology incubator of sorts, working with equipment manufacturers to develop new equipment that is, you know, it's efficient and cost effective and really performs well for ag operations. One of the things that we've been working with manufacturers on here the last few years are irrigation engines, which has been largely driven by regulations that are out there for diesel engines, have led to a lot of questions in the minds of ag producers as to what am I going to do? I continue to see these regulations come. The diesel engines are getting more expensive. They're getting more complicated. What other options are there? California particularly, you know, with the air quality control districts and CARB regulations and everything, there's a lot of questions. Propane engines have come on the market here in the last few years that really address those issues. They're extremely efficient, cost effective up front, extremely cost effective to operate, and really provide a nice option for California producers to kind of get out from under the tier regulations and how that's affecting them. Because, you know, we've seen that the propane engines are so clean, they're really an acceptable option.
Now, is it going to be very costly for a producer to switch from a diesel to propane?
You know, a lot of producers are being forced to switch away from their Tier 1, Tier 2, and now Tier 3 diesels, so they have to make the switch anyway. As they look at it, a new propane engine developed from the ground up with the purpose of running on propane is going to cost them less than a diesel engine in most circumstances, and in a lot of cases, 30-40% less up front. On top of that, at the Propane Education Research Council, we have incentives available towards those purchases that can save them up to $5,000 more. So if they've got to make the switch anyway, the engine's going to cost them less up front, and then it's going to cost them less to operate. We've had producers in California save 75% just by switching, you know, in fuel costs, just by switching their engines. So if they're making a decision, you know, whether I buy a new propane engine or a new diesel engine, the propane engine is really going to be the best choice. But even if they've got a diesel engine that maybe they don't need to get rid of, I think it's still worth taking a look at what it could mean to switch to a propane engine. The fuel costs alone, they can have a pretty short return on investment and have a new engine with a new warranty costing them less and, you know, pay off that engine cost in pretty short order.
Yeah. So talking about the incentive programs, is it hard? Is it going to be a pain in the neck for these growers to go and get the incentives? Do they have to have years of paperwork or?
Producers that we talk to, you know, they all comment about how simple our incentive program is. You go online, www.propane.com, click on the agriculture tab, but once you're there, you can find all about the incentive. It's got a simple online application. Yeah, you get a little packet of paperwork, but it's pretty easy. And then we ask them some questions about their operation, how long they've run the engine, how much fuel they used. Pretty simple questions that ag producers know anyway. So, no, it's really pretty easy, and everything a person needs to know is on propane.com.
All right. Anything else that our producers should know about?
You know, we always just encourage people to just rethink anything they've ever thought about propane. In the last few years, new technologies come on the market, whether we're talking irrigation engines, building heat, grain dryers, whatever people are doing on the farm that require a fuel source. The new equipment is great. The cost of propane is good. It's an American energy source that we continue to produce more and more here in the U.S. It's really something to take a look at.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Cinch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.